This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. The Indiana State Department of Health is hosting a trauma listening session in the Lafayette area to get some more information from residents as well as the medical community. Joining me on the phone to talk more about this is the State Health Commissioner, Dr. Gregory Larkin. Dr. Larkin, what exactly is a trauma listening session?
Well, we're visiting Lafayette as we have visited, which we plan to visit, the 10 districts throughout the state to talk about the need to develop a statewide trauma care system. And we start by, first of all, highlighting that the reason we're doing this is that trauma, severe trauma, is the number one killer of Hoosiers who are less than 45 years of age. And that major trauma can be automobile accidents, agricultural accidents, personal harm accidents. But regardless, trauma plays a significant and unfortunate factor in the quality of our life. And the reason we're doing the tour is that the State Department of Health was charged by the state legislature several years ago to develop a trauma care system. And we're going to explain what a trauma care system consists of, which includes not only the ability to quickly and appropriately diagnose someone with a higher degree of injury, but then to determine where is the best facility that injured patient should be taken and how quickly, and what kind of centers we have and what kind of centers we need in Indiana to assure the best outcome for those traumatized patients. When a state has a coordinated trauma care system, the mortality from such severe trauma can drop as much as 30%.
And trauma is a big problem for Indiana, correct?
60% of motor vehicle deaths occur in the most rural areas of the state, where 25% of the population lives. And that's just not unique for Indiana. But what that does tell us is that those higher level of deaths in the rural areas of the state can have a series of factors related to perhaps more interstate or even, on the other hand, worse roads or not having as quick of access to advanced care as necessary. But it's an interesting finding that we need to explore more.
Is this something that we're already doing a pretty decent job on and you just want to improve it a little more?
We don't know if we're doing a good job. We tend to think we're not doing as good as we'd like, only because part of a trauma care system is also getting data from all ambulances, runs, and so forth. In Indiana, we currently have 8 verified trauma care centers. And a trauma care center, they're basically level 1 to 3, are special equipped facilities that have, if particularly 1 or 2 level, have neurosurgeons and orthopedic docs and other general surgeons available 24 hours on site, and are really geared up to take care of severe trauma versus a local emergency room. In Indiana, we have 8 such centers, which are not well distributed to best assure that all residents in Indiana have reasonable and quick access to their care. We have 1 in South Bend, 2 in Fort Wayne, 2 in Evansville, 4 in Indianapolis. So if you look at the map, there are some other areas that we'd like to improve upon. But it isn't just getting a trauma care center. It's getting enough ambulances in the road and enough agreement and coordination where they need to take the patient.
So what are you looking for at the listening session? Who do you want to hear from?
We hope that community leaders, including elected leaders, including EMS or ambulance organizations and fire organizations and hospitals leadership, get the dialogue going, for instance, how can Lafayette improve the access to advanced trauma care within its community? Are there things that they could work together? Are there resources they need to consider? Are there protocols that should be developed?
And we should say this health preparedness district, as it's called, includes Tippecanoe and surrounding counties as well as Cass County. What is the plan as far as after these listening sessions are done? Is there a set timeline?
So the next step is, you know, once we get a broader awareness of where we have our weakest points and where we can strengthen them, is now to see if what resources can be devoted, what processes can be improved. For instance, in Indiana, the ambulances that make runs, Homeland Security Department has about 18% of the data in those runs, and national standards are higher. So how can we help get more data so we understand what type of patients are being taken to what kind of facilities? What's the outcome of the care there, and how can we help improve it? So there's a bunch of moving parts that I think once we get down to the listening tour, I think we'll have a pretty good sense of inventory of what our next steps should be for each district.
Dr. Gregory Larkin is the State Health Commissioner. Thanks so much for your time.
I thank you very much.
The trauma listening session in Lafayette is at the Tippecanoe County Fairgrounds in the Home Economics Building from 4:30 until 7 tomorrow. You can find the information on our website, wbaa.org. I'm Mike Lowitzo. You're listening to WBAA.